نصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the first Friday of this current year, 1446, may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala give us tawfiq to increase our righteous actions and deeds, and may Almighty Allah make our khatima ending on Iman, and that becomes the best day in our lives, the day we meet Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Our topic for today, brothers and sisters in Islam, is Mahabba, Mawadda, love. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this in various places in the Noble Quran. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. The people who have true iman, firm conviction, they intensely in love with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. For what will a person wake up 3, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the early part of the morning on a cold winter's night to make manifest his love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Why will a person close his shop and leave his job and come here for Jummah Salat? All this to make manifest our love for Almighty Allah. Salat is called Salat, as-silatu bayna al-abdi wa rabbi. It is the link, the connection, the nexus between slave, servant and Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Why will a person fast 18, 20, 21, 22 hours? I keep 22 hours fast. Remember when you travel different parts of the country and the world, you will go to Scandinavia, Norway, Sweden, all these places, Denmark. You find people are fasting 20, 21, 22 hours. For what? To show Ya Allah, I love you so much. يَدَوْ تَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ وَشَهْوَتَهُ لِأَجْلِي. Yet Allah is saying himself in Hadith Qudsi, open Mishkat Sharif, O servant, O slave, O Ibad Allah, slaves of Allah, you left your eating, drinking, desires, everything for my love, I will give you such a maximum reward, wa ana ajzi bihi. I will reward you the optimum maximum reward, you displayed your love for me. Swadaqah, now we go after Jummah. We see poor people, Muslim, non-Muslim, for the love of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we take out that money and we give it to them. Why? Allah ke khazana se lena hai aur Allah ke makhlooq par kharch karna hai. We all say we love Almighty Allah, the deed and the creed has to correspond. So when we spend on the path of Almighty Allah, Allah will give us more and more. That is our unanimous belief, Quran teaches us. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. When you give and pay your zakat solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, Allah will multiply it many, many fold. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Almighty Allah will erase the riba, the interest, the sood and the viaj. But when we give charity in cash or kind to anybody, it's voluntary charity, Muslim or non-Muslim, Allah will multiply it, increase it. All these are dimensions, different perspectives, how we display our love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. People in this congregation, some of you maybe went for Hajj Baitillah, So what do we go around the Baytullah, and then we're going to go through Safa Marwa, then sleep there in Mina, sleep there in Muzdalifah. We are millionaires, billionaires, but Ya Allah, for your love, I will sleep on the land and sand. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Thereafter comes of love for Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How the Sahaba displayed their love. Go open Bukhari Sharif, the Master alayhi salatu salam performing wudu. Learn those words, brothers. Wudu with a pesh, with a dhamma on the wall is the actions. Washing our face, washing our hands, washing our feet. Wudu. And wazu with a fatha zabar on the wall, that is the water you use for the wudu. So Hadith Sharif in Bukhari is mentioned, Sahaba radiallahu anhu would wait. Occasionally the Master alayhi salatu salam would perform wudu outside. Most of the time in the house mubarak, the hujra mubarak. But sometimes outside, kadu yakhtatiluna ala wazu'ihi. That Sahaba were like arguing. Never mind the Master alayhi salatu salam, the water that touched the jasad athar, the mubarak body of the Master alayhi salam, we don't want that to touch the ground. They would wait and the water would fall from the mubarak body of the Nabi alayhi salam. They would take it and rub on their bodies. Look at love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam. Oh Ummah, do we read Quran? Go read Surah Tawbah chapter 9 verse 24. Allah is putting a challenge out for me and you. What is your true love? Do we really have love for the true Muslims? Did we cry for Ghazza al-Mubarakah? Almighty Allah tells us in Surah Maryam chapter 19 verse number 96. What Allah says? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ هُدَّا. Verily the people who possess true iman, they continue with the righteous deeds, Allah will bring the mahabba, Allah will bring the mawadda, Allah will bring the inclination to one another. Oh husband, wife, every day you got a civil war, every day you are at rows and ructions, why you don't start reading your five daily salat on time? Wake up today 3, 4 o'clock, 5, 4:30, we got long nights. And if you read 2 rakat salat, oh husband, oh wife, you woke one another up. And the hadith in Ibn Majah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah says that that husband who woke his wife who woke her husband up, and you perform 2 rakat salat, Allah appreciates it so much. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. Oh Abdullah, oh Amatullah, female slave of Allah, your name will be written among those people who remembered Almighty Allah abundantly, profusely, that you showing and displaying your love for Allah. So that's in Surah Maryam in the ending. Go to chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 24, and see what Allah Ta'ala is saying. Allah giving us a challenge. Qul, say Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم إخوانكم وأزواجكم وأشيرتكم. Whether it is your parents, whether it is your children, whether it is your siblings, whether it is your spouses, whether it is your family. وأشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها. Or whether the wealth you have accumulated. وتجارة تخشون كسادها. Or the business where you fear that there will be a downturn in the economy. وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرُدَوْنَهَا. And your beautiful palatial homes. 8 things Allah has mentioned in this verse, chapter 9, verse 24. أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِ. If any one of these 8 is more beloved to you than Almighty Allah, more beloved to you than Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and striving in the path of Allah, فَتَرَبَّصُوا, then wait, Hatta ya'ti Allah bi amri, that Allah will unleash his punishment. Look at the whole world, the micro, the macro. Everybody is so worried and concerned, South Africa. That you know the hijacking, the kidnapping, all taking place. Only Almighty Allah protect us. Every day read, my brothers and sisters, Surah 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظُ وَوَرَحْمُ الرَّحِمِينَ. Our masajid under threat. You know what happened in Durban. So always cry to Allah, Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjidul Aqsa. Let me share something with you which many of you are still unaware. If you go to Khalilur Rahman in Palestine, Hebron, so in 1994, it was mid-Ramadan, 15 Ramadan, the super terrorist, the mass murderer, Baruch Goldstein came in Ramadan, Fajr time, and he mowed our people, Fajr time, 29 became shuhada and martyrs in the masjid. Others succumbed to the injury afterwards, the death toll approximately 70. After that 94 incident, mid-Ramadan, the Jutlas, the Zionists, they stole half our masjid. Do you know what is that masjid? When you enter, so on your left hand side, when you enter, you will find Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam buried there. Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam buried there. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam buried, and their honorable spouses buried there. They stole our masjid, brothers, half the masjid, and now they are stealing what? The architecture and everything. They want to change the nishani and the signs and symbols. So wake up from your slumber, O Ummah. The Jutlas, our worst enemies. The Mushrikeen, idol worshippers, our worst enemies. How many masajid demolished in India? Surah 5, verse 82. The last verse of the six Jews. لَتَجِدَنَّا شَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. So remember, your worst enemies now and in the future will be the Jews and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers. We don't say everyone, but we will definitely say majority of them. Carry on, حُبُّ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is narrating a hadith from the Master alayhi salam. Addibu awladakum, O parents, grandparents. Teach your children three things. Allah salati khisal, the hadith in Tabarani. Hubbi nabiyikum, inculcate within your children, within your grandchildren and your students, in their formative years, the love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything we must try and imitate him, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he was, he is, he will always be the most precious, the most beloved to Almighty Allah. Umma Sulaym radiallahu anha hadith, my sisters, in Tirmidhi. The Master alayhi salatu salam is resting. And the perspiration Mubarak emanating from the jasad athar, she says, Umma Sulaym is the mother of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anha. We took small bottles, and then we would wait for the perspiration to come, and he would drip inside the bottle. One day Nabi alayhi salam woke up, what you doing? Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we take your perspiration and we use it as itar, it becomes the best itar and perfume in the whole of Medina Munawwara. Look at their love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether the Master alayhi salam was walking, talking, sleeping at all times, all places. Carry on, brothers. Quran is teaching us that the love for the Master alayhi salam is non-negotiable. So that is part of our iman. Sahaba radiallahu anhu dies with death is the battle of Uhud. And what happened in Uhud? Not Uhud. Learn to pronounce the words properly. Not Gaza, Gaza. Not Uhud, Uhud. Jabal Uhudin yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu. We love Jabal Uhud, and the mountain loves us. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. It is the battle of Uhud. It's the month of Shawwal. It's the third year of the Hijrah. And the arrows are flying in from different directions. Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu comes as a human shield for the Master alayhi salam, showing what is Ishqun Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam. In the thick of the battlefield, what is Adabun Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam? He does not let his back. You know, we say peat in our language, Urdu, Meman, Gujarati. He did not allow his peat, his back, to face the jasad athar, the Mubarak body of the Master alayhi salam. He took his chest and then he covered the Master alayhi salam. Ya Habibana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no harm must come to you. Let the arrows come to me and I will become your human shield. They showed what is ish and love, and they showed what is respect in the thick of the battlefield. Imagine that. Come next one, Ahlul Bayt. Who are the Ahlul Bayt, my brothers? The honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The honorable children of the Master alayhi salam. The honorable grandchildren of the Master alayhi salam. Whenever is Muharram, we speak of Hasanain. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. See the terminology the Master alayhi salam used for them. Hayyan wa mayta. Al-Hasan wal-Husayn. Sayyida shababi ahli al-Jannah. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. Which word, brothers, the Master alayhi salam used? Sayyid. The Master alayhi salatu salam is rendering a khutbah and a sermon and advices to Sahaba. Now remember these facts, then you will understand this incident and episode. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh married Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha in the second year of the Hijrah, in the month of Ramadan, after the Battle of Badr. It was the last 10 days of Ramadan. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed and solemnized the nikah. Third year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu's milad honorable birth takes place. Fourth year, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's honorable milad takes place. The Master alayhi salam's mid-parda and demise took place in 11th year of the Hijrah. So what are the ages of Hassanain? Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Nawasa, grandson of the Master alayhi salam, 8 years and 7 years respectively. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. He, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, is sitting here on the minbar. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving advice. The Master alayhi salam looks at him and say, Inna ibni hadha sayyidun. I am not saying to say Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein is not permissible. I'm saying it's permissible. But better and desirable, use the words Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We say Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhuma. That's the words Aqa, our master, our leader, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used. So if my grandson is a leader, لَأَلَّ اللَّهَ أَن يُسْلِحَ بِهِ بَيْنَ فِيَتَيْنِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, Allah will use him to bring about reconciliation in this ummah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is martyred on 17th Ramadan, the year 40 after Hijrah. He, Sayyidina Hassan, becomes the Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen. We, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, learn something, my brothers, maybe first time we're hearing. When we speak of Khulafai Rashideen, is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, including the 6 months of Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. That are Khulafai Rashideen, so we should remember that as well. After 6 months, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu sees that there's a schism and a split in this ummah. What a great sacrifice. Today you see the whole world, you see the two morons in America. He doesn't know whether he's male or female. Yesterday he says he wants to introduce the Ukraine prime president, he introduced the president of Russia. They've gone crazy, these guys. The morons, you must remember, both of them. So anyway, the point I want to make here is this, he resigned. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu resigned. From Iraq, he went to Damascus. He took the mantle of Khilafat and gave it to him, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. This is the year 41 after Hijrah. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu rules this ummah from the year 41 to 60, 19 and a half years, almost 20 years. 22nd Rajab, the year 60, he passes away. So understand how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of his beloved great sons. I give you 3 incidents quickly. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is rendering a khutbah. Just now the Mawlana, Imam Sahib will render a khutbah, inshallah, perform the salat. He sees the Master alayhi wa sallam, Hassanain, coming, walking. And the young, they got red kurtas on and they tumble and so forth. The Master alayhi wa sallam stops the khutbah midway. And then goes, picks up his beloved grandson in Nawasa, kisses them, embraces them, and says, Swadaqallah, Allah spoke the truth, I am Nabi, I am Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah said, Innama amwalukum wa auladukum fitya. Your wealth, your assets, your children, your grandchildren are a test for you. What a test for me. I saw my beloved Nawasa. I saw my beloved Sibtu Rasulullah, the grandson, stumbling, falling. I went and picked them up and I stopped the khutbah. The love for the grandchildren of the Master alayhi salam. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take both the grandsons, one in the right hand, one in the left hand, kiss them, embrace them. And hadith in Tirmidhi, Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma fa'ahibbahuma wa'ahibba man yuhibbuhuma. Ya Allah Jalla wa'ala, I love them, my Hasanain. Hasanain is called Taghlib in the Arabic language. You make one predominant on the other. Hasan radiallahu anhu is elder. Like now you say Shamsain, sun and moon, because it's daytime. So in Arabic you make one Ghalib on the other, dominant on the other. So therefore Hasanain. So Sayyidina Hasan, Sayyidina Hussein. I love Hasanain, Ya Allah. And you also love them. And love the person who loves them. How can it be that we belong to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah and we don't love? We must say we are prepared to give our life for Sahaba. We are prepared to give our life for Ahlul Bayt. We are prepared to give our life for the namus and honor of the Master alayhi salatu salam. That is Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Think about it. People came from Iraq. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Listen carefully. People came from Iraq. One Iraqi came to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. Wama adraka man Abdullah. Do you know who is Abdullah ibn Umar? Hajja khamsa wa sitina marra. He performed Hajj 65 times. Wa ataqa alfa abdin wa atamara alfa marra. He liberated 1,000 slaves and he performed Umrah 1,000 times. From Medina up and down. He's buried not in Mu'alla, the graveyard there. He's buried behind, on the outskirts. One sheikh, alhamdulillah, jazahullah khair, took me. And then we made dua and fatiha there as well by Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu's grave mubarak. Abdullah ibn Umar, this Iraqi people came. And they asked him, sahabiya Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to ask you a question. I was in ihram, in the state of consecration. And I killed the fly. Ay qataltu zubab. What is the dam? What is the ruling? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, today the people of Iraq are asking me that they killed the fly and they're asking me what is the ruling. When their forefathers in Iraq killed and martyred and murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, they didn't come and ask me. But I know the Master alayhi salam would take Hasanain, Sayyidina Hasan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhuma, and embrace them and say, Huma rehanaya fil jannatiya. They are my fragrance, they are my perfume in this world in the year after. These are the rank and status. Umme Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha states, open Mishkat Sharif, you will find the hadith there. Wahiya tabki, she woke up and she's crying. People asked her, why are you crying, O spouse, O honorable wife of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She says, I saw the Master alayhi salatu salam fil manam, and the Master alayhi salatu salam was crying and was very sad. Ma yubkik ya Rasulallah. In the dream she's asking, why are you crying ya Rasulallah? The Master alayhi salam says that I just saw and witnessed the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu day in Karbala. So my brothers, all this we accept, but one, two things we must be very clear about. What is the aqidah, the unanimous belief of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah? Sayyidu Shuhada, the greatest martyr for all times and all places is Sayyidina Hussein, is Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. The greatest martyr for all times, all places, the Master alayhi salam, he Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this title. Authentic hadith in Mustadrak Hakim. Sayyidina Usmani Shaheed, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu Shaheed, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu Shaheed, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu Shaheed, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu Shaheed. But the greatest martyr, Sayyidu Shuhada, is Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. So always remember that. Second, remember that Allah is elevating the rank and status of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. I pass away now on a Friday, you pass away on a Friday. You don't say Friday became important. You say Allah blessed this person, Allah gave him death in Muharram on a Friday. Our first Shaykh, Hazrat Mohana Zubair Ali Nawar Allah Marqadahu, buried in Leslie. He passed away at the age of 53 in Muharram. And he was our first Ustad and Shaykh, our whole families. So anyways, a long story. I was a very young boy with my beloved parents. I went for his janazah. So we say, Allah honored our Mamaji, Hazrat Mohana Zubair Ali Nawar Allah Marqadahu. Similarly, Allah honored and elevated the rank of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, that on a Friday, 10th of Muharram Ashura, and we find that he gave his life. For what? To show this ummah, we must never deviate from the way the Master alayhi salatu salam taught us, even if we have to give our life. So that is the real lesson we must remember. I've been to Karbala. Remember in 2011. It is 10th of Muharram. It is, you must remember, the year 61. It's Friday in Maidan-e-Tufuf, the place. And the area is called Karbala. The country is called Iraq. You should go and visit. There are such great history there and traditions there. So every day make dua for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family. Allah elevate them. Allah reward them more and more. And the Ahlul Bayt. Allahumma arzuqna hubbak. Ya Allah, give us your love. Wa hubba an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa hubba Ahlul Bayt. And grant us the love of the Ahlul Bayt, the household of Nabi alaihi wasallam. Wa hubba ashabin nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The love for who? The companions and students of the Master alaihi wasallam. وَحُبَّ أَوْلِيَاءِ الرَّحْمَانِ and the love of all the awliyaullah. Last point in conclusion, my brothers, we know today is the 5th of Muharram. So the best, the whole month, Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah has brought two separate chapters, one for Muharram and one for Ashura. أَفْضَلُ السِّيَامِ بَعْدَ سِيَامِ رَمَضَانِ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ الْمُحَرَّمِ The entire month of Ramadan is the best month to fast after the month of Ramadan. شَهْرُ اللَّهِ So tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, you want to fast? Excellent. If we are up to date with our fast, excellent. We're not up to date, make intention of qadha. And then remember, we'll come Tuesday, Wednesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So the Master alayhi salam said in South Africa, Ashura is on Wednesday. Tuesday night is Laylatul Ashura, the night of Ashura. It's not time that we have a jol and a party, you know, as some people think. Taballahu fihi ala qawm, wa yatubu fihi ala qawm in akharin, hadith in Tirmidhi. Allah Jalla wala accepted the tawbah of a people, and Allah will accept the tawbah and repentance of people in the latter day generations as well. So it's night, Tuesday night, make sincere tawbah. Cry to Almighty Allah, Wednesday also. The wives are worried that when you're going to spend something on them. Oh wives, tell your husband, oh honey, give some money, you understood? So inshallah, Tuesday night, you put lavish with your wife and all that, then everything will come right, inshallah. Don't be so conjuice and hard also, you understood? Sometimes husbands, I can't understand. The wife made so much sacrifice. So spend a little bit on them also, spend a little bit extra. Allah will make your risk easy. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us tawfiq. Inshallah, in this year 1446, we can go for Umrah, we can go for Hajj, we can go to Aqsa, and Allah Ta'ala accept the Mujahideen in Gaza. 200,000 people have given their lives for Aqsa al-Mubarak. What sacrifice they made. Yahya Sinwar, he built the best tunnels in the world. America is sending more and more arms. Britain sending, France, Germany. But yet 9 months plus has passed. They cannot beat them. A nation has taught the world, our history is not written in black and white. Our history is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-e haqqani, the true ulama, and remember red blood of our shuhada. That is the challenge they gave the world. Imma zafar wa imma shahada. We will defeat the jutlas. 1 million of them have left already. Northern Israel is vacant and empty. And we will defeat them, or either we give our life for the love and pleasure of Allah. Allah give us the jazbah. Allah protect Haramain Sharifain and Aqsa Mubarak and all our masajid. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.